the book of Revelation, you'll find that missions is mentioned in every book of the Bible.
Sure.
Somewhere, somehow, missions is mentioned all through the Word of God. And I have a message I preach out of Genesis 3 when God become a missionary. And that's all through the Word of God. Man, I bet he lifts weights every day, don't he? I bet he probably lifts weights. I'm telling him, looking at him, he walks about 5 miles a day. But all through the Word of God, if you'll study, you'll find that there's several different examples and illustrations found in the Word of God about missions and about faith promise mission given to missions. And I love preaching on those examples, those illustrations. I love preaching out 1 Samuel, chapter number 1. Hannah gave before she ever got it.
Right.
She said, God, you give me a man child, and I'll give him back to you all the day. She gave before she ever got it.
Right.
And all through the Word of God, you'll find there's several different examples and illustrations and different examples of faith, promise, mission, giving. Now, I love this one I'm going to show you tonight. And normally, I don't do this on Sunday night. I normally do this on Tuesday night or Wednesday night. But I felt led to go and do it tonight. We don't know what's going to happen this week. And that dear sister goes to heaven, I want you to get this thought. That's one of the reasons I want to go and do it tonight. And I want you to get all this truth tonight. Stay with me tonight as we read tonight. 2 Kings chapter number 4. Wonderful, familiar story here in the Word of God. Our Heavenly Father, as we open the Word of God tonight, I have a real desire to be a help and be a blessing tonight. And I realize tonight I cannot and I will not be that if the Holy Spirit doesn't help me this evening. Lord, I pray that you'll anoint me with the power of God. May the Holy Ghost illuminate my mind that I might say what I need to say. Lord, that I might be able to convey the truth from the Word of God that you've got for us tonight. What a wonderful example of missions and faith promise given tonight, found right here in the Old Testament. And I pray may all the will of God be done through the message tonight. Lord, I realize tonight if everybody in this room gets a hold of this truth that I'm getting ready to look at tonight, Lord, I realize it would change how the mission program of Down East Baptist Church, just the ones here tonight, if they'll get a hold of this, Lord, I feel like and I know it will change how the very mission program of this church, may all the will of God be done tonight. Bless the preaching of thy word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Notice in verse number 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what thou hast in thy house. And she said, thy handmaid have not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. They've already taken everything she's got. She don't have nothing left because of the debt and that she owes tonight. Look at verse 3. And he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. That is, get all you can find. Right, verse number 4. And when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels that is set aside that which is full. And so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her. And she poured out. And it came to pass in verse number 6 that when the vessels was what?
Full.
I like that. I want to shout every time I read that. And when the vessels was full, and she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil done what? Amen. That's an interesting word. Notice the next verse. Then she came and told the men of God, and he said, go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou, and thy children of the rest. Thank you for sending you to be seated tonight. I'll take these verses tonight, and I'm going to walk right back down through the verses with you, and talk to you and try to teach, preach tonight. How these verses out of this thought. Look at verse 4 again. How when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels that is set aside which is full. I want to talk to you tonight on pouring out what he pours in. How pouring out what he pours in. Now, when you come to this text here tonight, and the story here tonight, it's an interesting story here in the Old Testament tonight. How you'll find in 1 Kings tonight, you find the ministry of Elijah. 2 Kings tonight, you have the ministry of Elisha. It was Elijah that trained Elisha after his commission. I love studying both their lives tonight. And we study about Elisha here tonight. Elisha, the man of God here, is taking time to help a poor widow woman and has absolutely nothing. Her husband has died. Hey, the creditors has come to take everything she's got because she wasn't able to pay her bills. You see the men of God here tonight are taking time tonight how to help a poor widow woman. I thought about this afternoon when I studied. Had this lady lived in our day, the TV preachers would never give her the time of the day.
Right.
Amen.
Had this lady lived in our day, the big shop preachers and the uptown preachers would never give her not even the time of the day.
Right.
How because she didn't have anything. How she didn't have any money. She didn't have anything. But I'm telling you that the men of God, Elisha, thank God's taking time tonight to help a poor widow woman that's got absolutely nothing.
Right.
Can I say this about Elisha? That speaks volumes about his character.
Yep, that's right.
Yes, it does. I said it speaks volumes about his character now. Aren't you glad the Bible said in the book of Psalms tonight, though we're poor and needy, yet the Lord thanketh upon us.
Right.
And I'm saying to you tonight, you may be here tonight like this widow woman, how you may not have much to give. How about you just wait on God?
Amen.
I'm just saying this to you now. Thank God, God takes no. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've got, how much, how little. How God knows where you're at tonight. And God takes, and by the way, think about this. God even takes note how the sparrow that falls to the ground has worth less than an eighth of a cent.
Right.
Don't get what I just said? Has worth less than an eighth of a cent. And how much more God cares about you and I this evening. And I'll say to you this evening, thank God how he does care this evening. And in this story tonight, and also the Kings tonight, listen to this. How in 1 Kings and 2 Kings tonight, it reveals in the theme of it is simply this. How the inability of man. Did you know within ourselves we're nothing?
Yes.
I'll say that again. I said within ourselves we're nothing tonight. It reveals the inability of man. Without God we're zero. Somebody said with a rim knocked off. And that is so true tonight. Hey, without God, we're absolutely nothing tonight. And in this story tonight, the title certainly gives you the meaning of the message tonight. Pouring out what he pours in.
Amen.
Pouring out what he pours in.
Amen.
It's not what you can do, but thank God it's what he can do.
Amen.
And it's what he will do if you'll let him tonight. It's my job to pour it out, but it's his job to pour it in.
Right.
And I said this morning, I'll say it again tonight. He'll give through you what he'll not give to you.
Right. Amen.
Please get a hold of that statement. He'll give through you what he'll not give to you. I don't know when this building was built, but in North Carolina, where I'm from, this is North Carolina. I was in Tennessee last week. You can't build a commercial building without putting wiring in conduit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are y'all living that? How all the wiring overhead in a commercial building is always run through in conduit. And you know what we are tonight? We're a conduit.
Yeah, right.
Conduit is that pipe that you slide the wire through.
Yeah.
And the reason they do that tonight is because if there's a shortage, it was short out in the conduit and I set the building on fire.
Right.
That's code. Are you listening?
Yeah.
And you know what we are tonight? We're a conduit.
Yeah.
God will give through you what he'll not give to you.
Amen.
I'm telling you that I get excited when that happens.
Right.
Oh, to see the hand of God move and God give through you what he will not give to you tonight. And there's two or three things on us in this story tonight. I have to illustrate the message tonight. I'll say first of all tonight, and notice this in verse 1. Now, verse number 1 tonight, we see the deceased. What a terrible place to start a message. We see the deceased. Look at the deceased. He's dead. Look at verse 1. Now, cried unto one out there. cried a certain woman of the wives of the servants of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. Notice tonight what's happened here. We see the deceased. He's not going to die. He's already dead.
Right.
And now he's a dead man tonight. We're not told about his name. How we're not told about his wife's name. How we don't know what his son's names were. And several things we don't know about him.
Right.
But there's two, three things we do know. Number one, we know his situation.
Amen.
He's dead. He's not going to die. He's already dead. Now, I don't know what happened to him. Somebody said he had a heart attack. I don't know. Somebody may have said that he got run over by a camel. I don't know. Somebody else said maybe he had corona. I don't know. All I know is tonight, he's not going to die. He's already dead. You see, first of all, his situation, he's dead. But also in verse number 1 tonight, you see this. You see tonight, he's a student. Because he's of the sons of the prophets. That's Elisha University, how he was going to school. And he was a student. How he was part of the sons of the prophets. How he went to Elisha University. Something else we know about him tonight. We know he was a servant. Because two times, verse number 1, she said, thou knowest that thy servant.
Right.
Thou knowest that thy servant. We know that he was a servant. And by the way, that speaks volumes about him.
Amen.
He's a servant. Are you listening? Amen. A servant is somebody tonight. That sees a job that needs to be done. And goes ahead and does it. Says nothing, nobody about it.
Right.
Tell you what I just said.
Yeah.
I said a servant tonight is somebody. That sees a job that needs to be done. And goes ahead and does it. How whether anybody's looking or not.
Right.
So we see tonight something else we know about. He's a servant.
Yeah.
Then there's something else I know about this man. I know he's saved.
Yeah.
Because the Bible said in verse number 1, the latter part of it, thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. Now listen to this. In the Old Testament, sometimes it's hard to pinpoint how when an individual got saved.
Right.
Last Sunday in Tennessee, I was preaching on Abraham. And it's really hard to pinpoint that. I think he probably got saved in the chapter 11 of the book of Genesis.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm saying to you. It's hard to pinpoint it. But I do know this guy saved because of that statement. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord.
Yeah.
That indicates to me that this old boy is saved. Then don't you know something else tonight? You don't only see the dead, but then don't you see tonight, or you see the deceased tonight, but then number 2, don't you see the dead? How he owes a debt. How he's died and he owes a debt. Now, I know how it feels going to Bible college and raising a family. 85 years ago, I went to Bible college when my youngins were small. No, it wasn't. It seemed like yesterday. But it's been 50 years ago. And I know how it feels. How to go to Bible college and go to school and not have enough money to pay the way. And so it is with this fellow right here. How you see the debt? He's left his wife deep in debt. Listen to this. I know this guy is an independent, premillennial, white horse riding, independent Baptist preacher.
Amen.
Yes, how do you know that? He left his wife in debt.
Right.
Are you listening? He left her deep in debt. And notice her situation right here. Notice her dilemma tonight. They come to take her 2 sons. She don't have anything to pay with. They've already come and taken everything out of the house. And in the text, if you remember, Elisha asked her this question. What do you got in your house? She said, all I've got is a little pot of oil. I looked that word up. I love looking up words. I looked that word up this evening. You know what it means? A pot of grease. She's cooked her life. That's exactly. Look the word up. She's cooked her last meal. She don't have no more meal. She don't have no more food. And the collector has come and attacked her 2 sons. I thought about this today. Leviticus 25, they could have took one under the law. But they're going to take both of them.
Right.
And by the way, can I say this tonight? The law doesn't have any mercy.
Right.
None at all. So we see her dilemma. She has no money at all. And they come to her here and take her 2 sons. I thought about her today when I said in this. She reminded me so much of the churches of Macedonia. You remember 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 and 2? Paul talked about in verse number 2 how that under great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty.
Yeah.
Their deep poverty. About it under riches, their liberal out there, their liberal giving. Their deep poverty. That's what it is with this mom here tonight. Her circumstances are not good. Hey, they've already taken up things she's got, and now they've come to get her two sons. You see the debt right here this evening. And again, think about it tonight. In spite of her debt, and in spite of her circumstances, and in spite of the churches of Macedonia's circumstances, God still used those churches. They also was in bad shape. How they were in deep poverty. But in spite of their circumstances, thank God, how he still used them. Listen, Matt, they promised tonight again. It's not what you come up with.
Right.
It's you praying and asking God. The preacher said that this morning. It's you praying and asking God. So I say, first of all, you see the deceased. You see the debt. But then don't you see, in verse number 2, don't you see her development? That is what happens in verse 2. And Elisha said unto her, now watch this. Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what thou hast in thy house. And she said, thy handmaid have not anything in the house, say a pot of oil. Notice her development. Watch this. She goes from a poor widow woman that has absolutely nothing to the owner of an artesian oil well.
That's right.
Are y'all with me tonight?
I'll
say that again. She goes from nothing. And she goes from a widow. Has got absolutely nothing. And taken everything out of the house. And now they come to get her two sons.
Right.
And boy, she goes from that. Lord have mercy. To the owner of an artesian oil well. You say, preacher, that's crazy. Notice her development tonight. Here's what happens. Notice in her development. God, through developing her, and God, through helping her, are you listening? By the way, faith promise may start small.
Right.
And it does, for the most part. God may put in your heart, if you've never done faith promise, God may put in your heart to give $5 a week. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If that's what he puts in your heart, that's exactly what you ought to do. God may put in your heart the next year to give $10. And again, when I talk about faith promise, I'm not talking about the building fund. I'm not talking about tithes. I'm not talking about the cemetery fund. I'm not talking about the needy fund. I'm talking about a faith promise mission offering for missions. But here's what I start saying. She didn't get to that place overnight.
Right.
It was through a development in her life.
Yeah.
I know others. Had a guy tell me the other day, I don't do this. God's never led me to do this. As God told me the other day, you know who he is. Told me that him and his wife was giving $3,000 a month to Faith Promise Missions. Their faith promise was more than their tithe. Now, God's never told me to do that. If he did tell me to do that, I'd say, do what? I've never been led that way. But he talked about that. And he talked to me how God had met that need down through the years. I'm not saying he's wrong, and I'm not saying he's lying. That's between him and God. I'm just telling you this and that. Most of the time, it starts out with a small number.
Right.
And then God increases it and increases. And now through the years, oh my soul, after all these years of giving the mission, I'm amazed how God has so developed that in my life. And so it is with this lady here. And by the way, can I just say this before I show you the point? You remember the Old Testament? Thought about preaching on it. Deuteronomy 29. When Israel started to the promised land, the Bible said in Deuteronomy 29 verse 5, their clothes did not wax old on their body, and their shoes didn't wax old on their feet.
That's right.
Hey baby, how old are you?
Nine.
Are you married yet?
No.
Not married yet, okay. She's 9 years old. Let's just say she's an Israelite. And Moses is getting ready to lead Israel out of Egypt. She's 9 years old. That means you'll be 49 when you get to Canaan. 49. And the Bible said their clothes didn't wax old on their body. And their shoes, those are hell shoes, Then wax all on their feet. Now, there's two ways to take the Bible. Literally or liberally.
Right. Amen.
I'm not a liberal.
Right. Amen.
I take it literally.
Amen.
I believe this is exactly right. What it says.
That's right.
You know what that means to a lady? That means that dress you got on will last 39 years.
Right.
You say, my dress at 9 years old won't fit a woman 39 years old. God can make it do that.
Right.
You say, preacher, my shoes at 9 years old will not fit me when I get 39. They might. Pretty big to me, but they might. You say, preacher, you believe that? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I like those shoes. It works all dirt, though. And by the way, listen to me now. That's the way God works tonight. Year after year after year after year. Boy, I wanted to preach on Hannah tonight. Bible said that when Samuel was born, that Hannah made him a little coat and brought it to the house of God where he worked in the house of God. Brought it to the house of God every year, bought him a little coat. You see, last year's coat wouldn't fit this year's need. I'm preaching good. Are y'all here?
Amen.
I'll tell you, that's what faith promises tonight.
Yeah.
What happened last year is wonderful. Now, I'm going to show you the development in just a minute. It's wonderful. But I'm telling you that God can so develop that thing in your life, and it grows from year to year. It don't stay the same. And notice her development tonight. Notice what happens right here in her development. By the way, I'll say this. Faith comes by
hearing
and hearing by the Word of God. You know what these stories right here do? Every time Brother Wayne and I read these stories in the Bible, it makes me want to go bear hunting with a switch. Are y'all with me tonight?
Yeah.
It stirs me up.
Yeah.
I said, man, if God done that, and you take the F off of it, because God did do it.
Yeah.
And God so developed her, and God so worked in her heart. I'm going to show it to you in just a minute. I may mention this morning. 230 in the old Red Church hymnal. There's a song, deeper, deeper, and beloved. Y'all know that song?
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy used to pray this way. Oh, dear God, help me dig a little deeper and climb a little higher. Now, he wasn't talking about salvation. That got took care of back there in the 50s in his life. But he's talking about growing in the Lord. And I'm saying to you this evening as a child of God tonight, hey, our faith ought to be so developed. I'm going to show it to you here. God ought to so develop our faith tonight.
Amen.
If your faith is not growing, one or two things wrong. Either he's sick or dead.
Yeah. Right.
That little lady just left. If she didn't, and this pretty little lady right here, see this little girl right here. If she didn't ever grow, you know what mom and daddy would do? Yeah, they'd carry the, hey, something wrong if she's not growing.
Yeah.
Either she ain't getting right food or starving, something wrong. And I'm saying this to you now, you get the right food.
Amen.
Somebody said this used to be a restaurant where they fed people. They still do.
Amen.
He still does. Are you listening to me? And I'll tell you that as we read the Word of God and study the Word of God, hey, faith is either dead or sick if it's not growing. It don't say. I would hate to think. I got saved the 22nd day of October, 1970. You remember that? I didn't think you did. The 22nd day of October, 1970. This October, I will have been saved how many years? 53 or 54. 53 years. And I would hate to think this far down the road, reading that Bible, studying that Bible, going to the house of God, hearing the man of God pray. I would hate to think I'm the same tonight as I was the day I got saved. And so that's the way it is with faith promise tonight. God so develops her faith. I'm going to say to you right here, God will develop your faith tonight. Notice not only you see the disease, you see the death, but notice the development. Notice what Elijah does in verse 2. Elijah asks her two questions. Look at it. Look at verse 2. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Do you know what Elijah means? God is my Savior. And you know what Elisha said to this lady? Number one, he says to her in verse number 2. He says in this verse, what shall I do for thee? Well, what do you need? What shall I do for you? You know what God said to you right here in the service tonight? What are you going to trust me for?
Yeah.
What are you going to believe me for again? You don't see me do what I've already done. Yes. But it's another year. It's another time. What are you going to trust me for? That's what God is saying tonight. And listen to me now. If you'll put a little bit of faith and a great big God, he'll shock you.
Amen.
I said, if you'll put just a little bit of faith and a great big God, he'll amaze you what he'll do.
Amen.
I never stand to be amazed how God does it. Notice the two questions. Number one, he said, what shall I do for thee? Look at the next question. Not only what shall I do for thee, but what hast thou in the house? In other words, he said to you, what do you want me to do for you and what do you have? And by the way, God will use what you got.
Yeah.
And if you get, I promise you, use it tonight. And hear what I'm saying to you. He's saying the same thing you and I tonight. What is it you need? What is it? Elisha, God is my Savior. That's what the word means. And I say to him that God is saying, do you and I tonight? What are we going to trust him for? There is a world going to hell. We know that tonight. And we'll look more into that this week. But I'm telling you now, what are we going to trust him for? You've not seen him do what he's already done.
Right.
Take another step of faith. Not only what do you want me to do for you, but what have you got in your hands? And notice what she says. All I've got is a little pot of oil.
Yeah.
Grease. She's cooked her last meal. That's all she's got. And Elisha said, and I'm not going to pour these vessels, because if I do, we'll have a wet floor. Elisha said, what have you got? She said, all I've got is a little pot of oil. We don't have no more food. All we got is some grease that's left over. Watch me. That's it. It's all gone. I don't have anything else. I don't have anything else to give. And Elisha said, what do you got? She said, all I got is a pot of oil. Notice the direction. You don't see the deceased, you see the debt, you see the development. But here's the important part of the message. Notice the direction. Notice what Elisha says to her in verse 3. Bible says in verse 3, and he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, and borrow not a few. You know what that means? Get every one you can find. Look at the next verse. And when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour into those vessels. Thou shalt pour into those vessels. That is set aside, which is full. Notice what he said. He said, number one, first thing I want you to do is go borrow some vessels.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. That don't make no sense. Because borrowing is what's got her in trouble.
Amen.
Are y'all listening to me? Mm-hmm. When you look at that, it doesn't make a lick of sense. Mm-hmm. From a human standpoint, it doesn't make no sense tonight. Having borrowing is what's already got her in the bed. And no doubt her neighbors were saying to her, you better not listen to that preacher.
Yeah.
You better not. And probably somebody in this community has said that about this church.
Yeah.
You listen to him while he'll get every dime you got. I got news for you. This mission stuff ain't got a thing to do with him as far as money.
Right.
It has to do with taking no missionaries tonight.
Yeah.
And the outsiders in the world will say, well, y'all crazy. All right, down East Baptist Church, you've given everything away. They've lost your mind. And no doubt her neighbors probably were saying to her, hey, go borrow vessels. Go borrow it. Listen to this. You know what borrowing was? It was a test of her faith.
Yeah, that's right.
And a faith that can't be tested is a faith that can't be trusted.
Right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Listen, first thing he said to her was, go borrow vessels. Then notice the battle in this. You don't see the borrowing. Look at verse 3. Bible said again, verse 3. Go borrow thee vessels brought of all thy neighbors, even... What kind of vessels? What kind is it? Somebody tell me. Notice the battle. The neighbors would say this. If you're going to borrow some vessels got something in them.
Right.
Don't that make sense? Don't get empty vessels. We need something in them vessels.
Right.
You're in debt. They come to get you stuck. You're in bad shape. Are you listening? Go borrow vessels that's full.
Amen.
That's what the world would say. But notice what Elisha says to her. Notice the battle. The battle is simply this. Borrow empty vessels. I'll say to you tonight, we must be emptied out. All disobedience before he can fill us with the blessings of God.
Right.
We must be emptied out with all doubts before we be filled with the blessings of God. We must be emptied out of all our ability before He can fill us with the blessings of God. And so it is right here with this lady this evening. Elijah, God would not do to her and with her and for her had she not obeyed the man of God. And again, I'm going to say this. You're never foolish to obey the man of God.
Amen.
Oh, y'all listen to me tonight. I'm telling you. Somebody say, you think I'm going to listen to that preacher? If you got any sense, you will.
Amen.
You think I'm going to follow a man? Well, Paul said, as I follow God, you follow me. And I'll say to you now, God puts one man in the church. This church don't have four pastors. It has one. And can I tell you this tonight? I don't even know why I'm saying this. It just has one. And you follow the man of God. It's never foolish tonight. It's never foolish. And she had to be emptied out of all her disobedience and all her unbelief. And for God to fill it. And I say to you that it's the same with you and I. You see, the same grace that freed me from my sin is the same grace that frees me from myself.
Right.
Self always gets in the way. Self always steps up and says, you're crazy. And no doubt in my mind, they're saying this woman right here in this story, you lost your mind. Why, if you boys are going to go get some vessels with something in them.
Yeah.
You don't want to see the battle. You don't want to see the barring. But look at verse number 4. In this text tonight, notice what he says. He says, bar the door. B-A-R. Bar the door. Shut the door. Lock the door. Look at verse 4. Bible says in verse 4, and when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thy sons. Let's read the verse 5. And when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels that is set aside. Now that's what happened right here. You don't see the barring. You see the battle, but then you see barring the door, shut the door, lock the door. When you come in, shut the door behind you. You see, it was a private thing.
Right.
It was between her and her sons and God.
That's right.
Can I tell you something tonight? That faith promise card you've got in your hand does not have a place for a name.
Right.
That's a private thing between you and God.
Amen.
My wife and I have been giving missions for years. I said that this morning. But also as an individual, above what we do monthly, there's times that I'll give a faith promise offering pretty late, above what God has put in our heart to do as a couple. And we do things together. We've been together 106 years. 53 for me and 53 for her. And we do things together. And I love it that way. But also, occasionally, I'll give a good faith promise offering into myself. And she, I don't know what we do or what God does through us. We'll write one check to our home church. And it's for a tithe and faith promise. And our secretary, of course, knows how to divide that. We put on out what's for faith promise and what's for mission. You'll say, well, you got your name on that. Well, I'm going to get a tax right off if I can. Somebody say amen. But really, faith promise tonight is an individual thing. It's a private thing. He said, shut the door. Nobody knew what was going on. It was between her and God. And here's what I started to tell you a while ago. We both, as a couple, give the missions every month. We do it monthly because we buy sporties. And we do it monthly. But I'll tell you quite often, during the month, I'll tell her to tell the secretary and write a check. Put this in faith promise. Put this in that. And she don't always know what I'm doing. I don't always know what she's doing above that. Again, we do it as a couple, but she does it as an individual also. It's a private thing. It's between you and God.
Right.
Y'all do it as a couple. And I don't say we do it, don't do it as a couple. We do it as individually.
Yeah.
I was preaching in Kentucky. And one night I told about my wife. Churches don't take offerings up anymore, and I'm not criticizing that. That's fine. Verse 7, we took one up when I pastor, we just write the advances or missionary check. But years ago, we used to, Baptist churches took up offerings, always took up an offering with the preacher. And always done that. Up in the mountain where I come from, they'd take the offering up for the advances on Thursday night. And then on Friday night, the advances would take the pastor up one. You know, you're from that part of the world. That's the way they do it up in the mountain. And for years and years and years, I preached revivals up in the mountain. That's the way they do it. And we had this policy a long time ago. Every time I get off, and all the $1 bills, she gets them. She gets, always gets the $1 bills. I told that story up in Kentucky while I was preaching some time ago. The next night we come into service, and the preacher sat here watching until I was down in front of the church. I didn't know what was going on. He done a call all that day and told him what to do. And they got up out of the pew and just started coming down the aisle, dropping in $1 bills. I have never in my life seen so many $1 bills. And she wasn't with me that week. I was by myself, and we had a driver to help me drive that week. And that offering preacher said, "We're going to give this offering to Mrs. Barker, $1 bills. 681 $1 bills. It looked like a beehive. I've never seen so much $1 bills in my life. We left Kentucky coming home about an 8-hour drive. I got home about 5 o'clock in the morning that next morning. At the last night of the meeting, got home about 5 o'clock the next morning. You know what she was doing? Sleeping. So I laid that offering on my desk. And she got up for what I did. She went in there and she saw that. She thought I'd been playing poker all week. She did. She thought I'd been to Las Vegas or somewhere. Hey, are you listening? And God used those $1 bills. She used that for, that paid her faith promise the rest of that year and part of next year. Above her faith promise, not what we did as a couple. So I'll say to you now, it's an individual thing. There's no place for a name. Now, if you want to do it and you tie the envelope and write it off, that's fine. That's up to you. But I'm telling you now, God, it doesn't know your heart. Aren't you glad God speaks to you personally? Aren't you glad this is a personal thing? It's not something we toot our whistle about. I bet it's a personal thing between. Hey, he said, shut the door. I shut the door. And by the way, if you study your Bible, quite often in the Word of God, God did things secretly.
Yeah. Amen.
1 Kings chapter 17, verse 17. Elijah goes up in the attic where the widow's son is dead. Shut the door privately. God used Elijah to raise that little boy from the dead. God does things many times privately. Yeah. You get in behind that hole as a holy. That is a private place. Those disciples met in an upper room. I went for a private place. Hey, may I say to you tonight, notice right here, the direction. She follows the men of God. Elijah said, you do this. What do you got in the house? You do this. And she follows the men of God. Her Lord's gold barn vessel. Even into the, she follows and does the direction the men of God says do. Yeah. That's the last thing I've done. In this text, you see the deceased. You see the dead. You see the development. You see the direction. Here's my favorite part of the message. You see the deliverance. Look at verse 6. And it came to pass when the vessel was, let's read verse 5. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons. It's a private thing. It's between you and God. Now, tithe is not private. Regular offerings are not private. But it's that commitment that God puts in your heart. That's why I keep saying faith promises more than money. It's a relationship. You get from God. And you talk to God. You ask God. But notice in verse 5. Bible said again, verse, so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessel to her, and she poured out. Notice her oil pot. She pours out. Look at verse 6. And it came to pass when the vessels were, help me, full, that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. And the oil did what? Stay. I looked that up again today, and you know what it means? Continually. It's like the widow's barrel. 1 Kings 18. She goes out and gets meal out of the barrel. She goes back again the next day and gets meal out of the barrel. She goes, hallelujah. And that's what they promise us tonight. You poured out and you poured in. And the Bible said in this verse here, and the oil stayed. Here's what happens. Watch this. In giving the missions, watch me tonight. In giving the missions, here's what we do. Dear Lord, I don't have my faith promise for this week. I'm going to trust you to meet. You've never let me down. You always have. Somewhere during the week, somewhere, somehow, when it comes time to give that mission offering, you'll have oil in the pot. Well, another week goes by. Time to give the missions again. You don't have it again, dear God. Sometimes he may give you enough for 3 or 4 weeks. But most of the time in my life, he'll just do it a week at a time. And that's the way I like it, because you get to shout every week seeing him do it.
Amen.
And dear Lord, you know, Sunday's coming. I know about tithe. We've got that. Lord, I don't have my faith, but somewhere during the week, God will bring that faith promise in. He'll bring enough in for that week. That's all. And the oil stayed. Yeah. She kept looking in there. I'm about to jump a pill. Y'all listen to me. That's exactly how faith promise works tonight. That's the way it works tonight. Week after week. For 40 years, I've been doing this.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening to me?
Uh-huh.
And listen to this. There has been times that I went to church years ago, and not have my faith promise. And I'd get to church, and I'd say, I don't understand this. I don't understand. That's the way Benny does it. I don't understand this. Lord, I don't have a faith promise. And you know, somebody would come up to me. I don't have snotty, I got water. Somebody would come up to me, shake my hand. And when they shake my hand, I feel something. And all of a sudden, I'll have the office urge rather to go to the bathroom. I'll run in the bathroom and I'll pull it out. And there's my faith promise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting tonight. That's exactly the way it works tonight. I'll tell you, listen to me now. He won't give you enough for 3 weeks. He may not. He'd give her enough for a few months.
Yeah.
Now, he's never done me that way, but I guess she's closer to God now. Are you listening to me? And by the way, she is. Watch this. Lord, I don't have it. You're going to supply it again. Somewhere during the week, God will bring it in again. That's all you're going to get for that week. Another week goes by, dear God. I don't have a faith promise, but Lord, you pour it out, and he'll pour it in. I pour it out, he pours it in. Lord, I don't have it somewhere, somehow. During the week. There'll be enough for that week. Just enough for that week. You say you got a trick pot. No, I got a big God. Are y'all hearing me? I'm telling you about hearing me tonight. I've been doing that for years. Every week. I don't have it, Lord. You go out to supply. Somewhere, somehow. No more for that week. But another week goes by. I feel like traveling on. I'm about to get happy. Because this is so real to me.
Yeah.
This is not something I read. I sort of say it's not something I read in the book, but I did. I really did. I really did preach. I read it in the book.
Yeah.
And I'll promise you, I never ceased to be amazed. I was in Dayton, Tennessee, 2 weeks ago preaching. I always close that mission conference on Sunday morning. I start on Wednesday night and go through Sunday morning. I always close on Sunday morning. I've been doing it that way for years, and we still do it that way. And we left Dayton, Tennessee, and the preacher said, "Do you want us to fix you a meal before we leave?" I said, "No, sir. We're going down the road." If you drive down 81 and down Interstate 40 through Knoxville and not cuss, you're safe. That's the worst traffic place I've ever been in my life. I want to get on the road because I had a long drive. And we stopped in Rockwood, Tennessee. I don't know a soul in that town. In fact, Brother Eddie Davis may live in that town. If he does, that would be the only individual. I don't know a soul in that town. I know nobody. I never preached that. I know nothing about that town. We walk into a subway. And well, no cars there, so I thought, we'll get our sub quick. I like turkey subs. What's that good sub place? What? Have you ever eaten a firehouse sub?
Amen.
Son of listen. Sister, listen, y'all need to do that for your heaven. But we stopped at the subway. Well, nobody there, and I thought we'd get our sub real quick, eat, and be right on the road. We go in, we order our sub, and I was trying to get the deal. I was trying to explain to the lady I wanted the discount. I'm not a Jew, but my father is. I was trying to get the good deal. And when I got up to pay for it, what happened? paid the most of that. I have no idea who that woman was. Never seen her in my life. Are y'all hearing me tonight? That's exactly how faith promise works. I'm telling you, it's amazing what God does. It's amazing what I keep looking at the tires on my car. It's got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of miles on it. And I keep looking at them. And the Holy Ghost said, just keep giving the missions. They'll be all right. Just keep on giving the missions. These missions will be all right. You just keep giving the missions. Are you listening? Over and over. Listen, that's exactly how it works tonight. Preach, I don't have it. Trust God. Amen. He won't give you the whole pile, but I'll tell you what I'll do. He'll meet that need that week. Then guess what you can do? Are you listening to me? Lord, Sunday's coming. I don't have it. But somewhere, somehow, next Sunday. Hey, are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Thank God. And I'll tell you, the Bible said the oil stayed. Yeah. Hey, it was an artesian oil well.
Yeah.
She had it. And notice what Elisha told her. He said, get the oil, go pay the debt for you and your sons, and live on the rest. You talk about a retirement plan.
Yeah.
Her and her son both retired. Are you listening to me? And I won't tell you, that's exactly what faith promise does to you and I. I'm telling you, week after week after week, he does it again.
Yeah. Amen.
And he does it again. And it. Any more oil in there?
No.
I know what she's doing. She's trying to figure out this pot. I see. You listen. And he done it again.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? And he done it again. And he done it again.
Yeah.
And he done it again.
That's right.
I believe I'll just go on giving the visions. Because I get to see him do that week after week after week after week. Listen to this. I'm done. I promise you I'm done. She couldn't pay the debt. She owed a debt she couldn't pay. By the way, we did too.
Yeah.
Once you paid, he paid that debt.
Amen.
And because he paid that debt, I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to allow God to give through us. He'll give through you what he'll not give to you.
Right.
You allow God to give through us that others may have. See, they owe a debt too.
Yeah.
They can't pay that debt.
Right.
But somebody's already paid the debt. And what missions is about tonight is that somebody, you know what a missionary is? I preach out of John 6. I want to preach on it this week. I'm not going to get to. Them loaves and fishes.
Yeah.
You know what a missionary is? A missionary is one beggar. Tell another beggar when to find bread.
Right. Amen.
Hey! And
he'll
meet
right.
That need every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get off that. Let's stand again.
Yeah.
Let's stand. I'm going to ask you a question now. What are you going to allow God to do in your life this year? Watch this, and I'm done. Let him develop your faith. Let him work in your heart. You say, preacher, the church is not full of that. Listen to this one more time. You'd be shocked and amazed what would happen at Down East Baptist Church if everybody in this room, what's in here tonight, would absolutely gung-ho get a hold of what I'm preaching tonight. You'd be shocked what God would do.
Yeah.
He's always did it with the minority. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Not with the majority, the minority.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you and God are a majority anytime, anywhere, in any situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If God be for you, who can be against you? Well, then what I believe I'll do, I believe I'll just keep on trusting God. I get to see him do that week after week after week. And I get to see churches all over the country get all that truth. Week after week, just keep on giving missions. I'll have no more that week, but somewhere during the next week, God will. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. You know what I'll do tonight? Here's what y'all do. Well, to come up here and bow down this altar. If you can't bow, come and stand. You got your faith promise card. Everybody gets a card. Ladies, y'all got your cards. You know how you are. Y'all get a card. You got one? Y'all got a card. Everybody gets a card. Y'all get your card back there. You want to do through my life again this year? You want to so develop my faith? You want one that had nothing. But through obeying the man of God and obeying the word of God, Lord, she goes from nothing to everything. But you so developed her faith, there was a series of things that she had to go through before, Lord, she ever got to that point. Lord, faith promises that way tonight. You want to work in our life and work in our heart that the world may be reached with the gospel. I pray, God, that you'll take the truth and be preached tonight. Lord, I pray you'll magnify it, multiply it, make it big in the hearts of your people tonight. There's a world out there that's going to help tonight. How can I but allow God to get through my life? I pray, Lord, you'll help these folk tonight. Work in the life. Thank you for the faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for these that's already given the mission. Carrying the load. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll take them and do even a greater work in their life. You said now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask for faith. That's the way you work tonight. And I bless your good name for it. Magnify your word tonight. Give your people tonight that the world may be reached with the gospel before it's eternally too late. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Spot 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Love y'all, appreciate you. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Y'all come tomorrow night on 7 o'clock.